This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day.
Is it supposed to be nasty weather? Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to happen yesterday with a few sprinkles, and Bobby was all paranoid driving in.
Already got the email from the baseball tournament today that, be prepared. First game is supposed to start at 9 a.m. They're like, be prepared. All these games are going to get pushed back, so... We'll see. Maybe at the park till about midnight tonight.
There's a lot of various colors on the weather map right now.
Yeah,
so.
That looked like Pete Dulcis's overhyped scare the other day.
You made me just sound like Pete Dulcis. Like, I was overhyped scared coming here. I was not paranoid at all. That was RJ Choppy in our group text the other day who was paranoid and scared, not me.
Well, this morning you were like, I was going to get here before the skies broke. Did you see all the lightning?
I just said, did you see the lightning from there? And I said, I had seen it all the way in Flower Mound, so I assumed I was going to hit the storms before I got here. But I got here before that because I drive like a champ.
Aaron Rodgers already has a second ring. Aaron, are we noticing something at your Steelers presser?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
I just,
I liked your take on this.
Well, first of all, it's like when he says, "Yeah, it's a wedding ring." It's like him saying, "Yeah, I've been immunized." It's just like
it's a wedding ring.
It's a wedding ring. Yeah. Does that mean an actual like with vows? Like is that or is it just Aaron's right. way of saying, "Yeah, we're common law married." But if this guy was coming out of college, he is a no draft. He is a no draft. You had a wedding a couple of months ago. No one's posted a photo. None of your friends were there.
We don't know her name. We know her first name, Brittany from McAfee Show. That's it.
That's it. It's all we know. Like, you don't.
Is this the longest the internet has gone without finding something like this?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like,
I'm dying to find out who it is. Yeah. I want to see her.
I'm sitting here trying to think, like, I see what you're saying. You're saying the whole like
if you don't have friends, like you're a no hire.
Yeah, like draft day, nobody came to his birthday party or whatever. But like, or does it show that at this stage, like the friends that he does have are not gonna out him because he's shown like a willingness to cut people off if they start talking about his business. Also, I guess it's possible he goes on these stupid darkness retreats and everything else where it's like. He doesn't have electricity or anything. It may just be that nobody had a way to even get access to his life.
Was this
come back with a bowl?
He does not look right in a Steeler uniform.
Uh-uh.
He looks more comfortable in a Jets uniform to my eyes than a Steelers uniform so far. But that's Aaron Rodgers going up there with the wedding ring, and no one wanted to come with the follow-up of, who is she? What's her name? That would be a little bit too personal. At least that's what Stephon Diggs would say, as reporters caught up with him after the what are we calling the bag?
Oh, the flamingo flutter, the Barbie, was it the Barbie something or other? The pink Barbie.
He tried to say it was a lighter, of course.
Yes,
is what they were claiming.
That what?
The claim was that it was a lighter, which is the most impossible. But that was the thing they're like, I think that's actually a lighter.
It's not a lighter.
I don't think so. Stephon Diggs. Doesn't want to answer any questions about the boat.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, you know, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had had a conversation with people in the building as well. So, you know, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Standing Matt, it's kind of coming on us to ask, where's the bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, you know, that's happening internal. You know what I'm saying? I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm going to obviously answer it the same way.
Man, this is my favorite excuse from anyone who gets caught doing anything because they're too loud with their partying, is when they go, guys, look, you know me. I'm a very private person. I definitely don't like to live stream my boat parties with a bunch of hoes. Like, that's not me. I like to instead just keep things low-key, private. So you asking me about that feels like crossing a little bit of a personal line. On. Not really my personality. I'm a private individual. That's the most ridiculous fallback ever for somebody like Stefon Diggs, who is very loud about a lot of things that are going on in his life. And so it's very convenient when you can drop back and go, yeah, I'm just kind of private, so you can't really ask me about that.
One more follow-up, by the way, on Rodgers. Was the wedding, the secret wedding, the reason that he was so late to the Steelers? I don't think so. I think he was talking about a medical family thing that took place that he said has gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, that was something that a lot of the national insiders, you could tell a couple of them knew, because they were saying, they kept referencing, like, I think Aaron Rodgers' excuse is going to be good. I think we should wait. And so I think a few people knew there was something that was serious.
Yeah, it's just, I could just see some video footage from yesterday with him on the practice field. Everyone else in the whole world of the NFL now wears the short, tighter sleeves, and he's out there with those Sam Bradford flowing sleeves. It's just such an old man look.
Meanwhile, RJ Choppy is watchdogging other training camps to see who is catching the Micah Parsons heat for not showing up.
Did not hear a peep. Did not hear a peep. I didn't even see it on First Take, on any of the shows. Didn't see a single word. Nobody called out that overrated fraud, T.J. Watt. Nobody said a word about T.J. Watt not being in minicamp. I didn't hear anybody say, is T.J. Watt a leader?
And Stephen A. is a Steeler fan.
And he's a Steeler fan. And they were talking about Rodgers. So they weren't not talking about the Steelers. You know, I didn't hear anybody say, is Trey Hendrickson not a leader? Or Terry McLaurin, you know, not showing up? Same contract situation as Micah. But, you know, if Micah didn't show up, the leadership questions would come out. You know, they would talk about his podcast. They would talk about everything. But it's T.J. Watt, and nobody says a peep.
Because if in this room, for instance, I'll just draw an analogy that's relevant to us. Eric Chiafalo had his baby and took a bunch of paternity leave. Well, the last one. He took a bunch of paternity leave. And everybody was like, yeah, everybody expected Eric to do it. If Sean was like very publicly telling all of us, like at that time, like, look, you got to be here. Baby's going to be at home. You got to be here. I need to be here regardless of what's going on at home because I'm the leader of this station.
I hate that you're saying this while Broad is listening right now. That's the worst person to have listening.
I'm
to
the
this.
Leader of this station. I need to be there regardless of any silly paternity leave. And then Sean would come back and be like, well, but for me, like I need to go be at home for paternity leave. Like, it's different. Like, because Micah has driven home the point of like, leader, baby, I'm here. Culture, all the off-season stuff. We're here and we're building something that's important. But look, I got something going on, so I can't be there, but you guys should. That's where it's T.J. Watt is not loudly telling you, I'm a leader and I'm here and I'm doing all this stuff. Terry McLaurin's not saying, I'm a leader, I'm here and I'm doing all this stuff. Micah is.
How do you know? T.J. Watt doesn't say a word.
What do you mean how? Exactly.
Nobody talks.
Exactly. He doesn't
nobody
say
talks
it.
About
Chop.
T.J. Watt. You wouldn't know.
Chop,
you wouldn't know. T.J. Watt could literally do an interview. Nobody. First of all, nobody even knows what he looks like. Okay. He can
like
walk in here. I give him a cookie. Who are you? Who are you? You goofball.
That is the point. He doesn't talk. You don't. He doesn't do that. Micah talks
no,
and very
talks.
Loudly.
Nobody listens.
Micah creates nobody the expectation.
I am falling listens. In like. I'm really liking Shador Sanders in
really?
The NFL. Ooh. In the NFL, as a quote, not as a player, as a quote, as he was asked about not getting the first team reps. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel have all been given first team reps, and it's not happening for Shador. And he said, look, life is just based on how you view different things. You're not getting reps. Yeah, it could be a negative, or you can view it as, hey, when it's my time to get out there, let's be proactive and let's get warm. Let's get going. There's no excuses when you get out there. Nobody cares how many reps or whatever you get in the game. You got to be able to produce. So Shador just living on the high road in Cleveland so far. So I love post-draft Shador Sanders.
Maybe he learned something. Maybe it turns out that he actually
more than his pops.
Learned something. Yeah, well, that's true. But his dad's been sick. He's been a little under the weather. Maybe that's what that's about. But this is something where, yeah, he's playing nice right now. I do think he got humbled a little bit. Not completely, but I do think he got humbled a little bit by the experience and was like, all right, maybe I need to fall back a little bit. There was a funny clip of him trying to get Joe Flacco to dance out of practice a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, hey, you do that dance? And Flacco's like, I don't think I've ever done a public dance in my life, dude. Yeah.
But Joe quickly was like, no.
Yeah, they're very, they're
it's like Amanda asking me to dance.
They're fitting in, and he's doing what he needs to so far.
Could be a very unlikely friendship, like Toby and Bobby.
Tobias Harris and Boban.
It's like here's Boban, this the Eastern Bloc.
You see, dude. Boban take the place of the guy in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, of whatever his name was, the guy that had the nail sticking out of his head.
That's amazing. Game 3, NBA Finals tonight. But Choppy, a lot of people are talking about the coverage of the NBA Finals. Whether it's TNT, Carmelo Anthony taking some shots, ESPN with their studio shows, a lot of people talking about the coverage of all of it.
Look, the ESPN and the coverage of the finals, so it's like people are complaining. Awful announcing really skewered the coverage, saying after 23 years of carrying the NBA Finals, you would have think they would have figured out what to do at this point. And there's like the lack of look on the screen. They're like, it doesn't look like an NBA Finals coverage. The fact that the studio show, we don't know what's going on in the studio show. It seems game to game. Now, Lisa Salters missed game 2. She had a family health scare. I think it was her mother. Her mother was sick. But from the actual announcers, everyone thinks that ESPN, that they just do this great. Everyone thinks that ESPN is not doing a great job. That TNT does a much better job. And TNT is a fraction of the resources that ESPN has. But the studio shows, the actual booth, no contest. TNT blows them away.
The logos on the floor.
The logos, or lack thereof, of logos on the floor.
No pregame introductions.
They didn't show the pregame introductions. They didn't show the national anthem. The halftime show is each person gets 30 seconds to speak, and then it's nonstop commercials. What do they call the score bug? The Chiron, the score bug, whatever it is. A lot of times they'll change it for the finals. They'll debut next year's in the NBA Finals. You know, it seems like it's just kind of more of the same. It's a shame. It's a shame what's going on. Like, they're just covering this thing.
How many people are actually noticing this, though, as an NBA fan? Probably. How many people listening right now are like, oh, yeah, I noticed that.
I think they noticed, like, I don't think they noticed the, I think they do notice the lack of the NBA Finals trophy on the floor.
Yeah.
All right. Whether they notice the studio show, who's on it that day, how many minutes they get to speak, they probably not.
If you're cramming in a bunch of commercials during the halftime show, I don't care. Like I genuinely don't care what Stephen A has to say at halftime about the game or anything else. And the score bug, they probably learned from the NFL and their awful debut of the score bug during the Super Bowl when everybody freaked out at how awful that one was, and they were just like, let's not mess with that right now. But the logos on the court, it doesn't feel like it has the same pomp and circumstance.
When TNT is doing it, I have to watch the pregame and I won't leave at halftime. And if I can stay up for the post, I like the post, or I'll catch it the next morning. None of those apply when ESPN is doing their coverage. I don't give a rip. I'm not tuning into the pre. I'm definitely not watching halftime, and I don't care about the post.
And it also feels like, and in them on their own, Breen, Doris, Richard Jefferson, like, they're fine.
Yeah.
But there's no chemistry. It's not like there was, like, when they had Breen and Van Gundy
And I think they're talking about Doris Burke's deal being up and her future in question.
Mark Jackson, when he was on it, like, they had chemistry between the three of them.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Jackson and Van Gundy would go at each other. They would disagree. And it just, there's none of that.
Someone dig up Marv's toupee, please. Let's bring the voice of the NBA back. All the headlines you need to know on a hump day.
Hey.
Looks like a rainy hump day with the weather breaking out. So be careful driving in DFW or wherever you are if you're listening on the Odyssey app. Why is Brian Schottenheimer angry at his kids after his viral phone call with Micah Parsons? Back inside the Star with Bobby at Cowboys practice, commercial free with the Expressway and a Luke Bryan ticket giveaway, plus Chop It Up next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cowboys practice mandatory minicamp. Yesterday, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs in attendance. So was our insider Bobby Belt. We're commercial free with the Expressway. We'll chop it up at 7:40, and at some point in time, Peyton will hit the magic button to hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. If you don't win them now, we'll do it again at 9 on DFW Sports Station. We got the Wednesday wheel spin at 8:20 and Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20 after they scored 16 runs last night. Let's go inside the Star.
Yeah, so Brian Schottenheimer spoke with the media yesterday, and these are, I don't know, there might be a chance that we've already played more Brian Schottenheimer audio this year than we played with McCarthy last year. I really do think we might have. Brian Schottenheimer was out there at the Ford Center, and of course, right off the bat, he was asked, hey, Diggs, hey. Parsons, what's the deal with these guys?
Why did I think that would be the first question?
I don't know.
Yes, they are. It's great to see them both.
Will Mr. Parsons be working out today?
He'll be out on the field doing some stuff, yep. It's actually great. Trayvon got here early. It's great to see him. He's one of the first guys I saw, and he got his rehab stuff in with Britt, so both guys were excited to be here.
What are the medical people telling you about Diggs and where he is physically?
Doing good. Same thing. Came in for a recheck and doing good, and we'll figure out when we get to training camp. There's still a big window of time between now and when we get out there, but he's hitting the markers he needs to hit.
I am inviting you to media watchdog me here. but I was wondering if Micah Parsons took a little shot at DeMarcus Lawrence yesterday. Weird quote, especially coming from Micah Parsons, saying that he wants an egoless defensive end room.
Who's burned out, man?
That takes constructive criticism. Quote, at the end of the day, everyone's ass stinks. You can't hide it We are all not perfect. I want an egoless defensive end room that takes constructive criticism.
So I think
sounds like a good idea.
It's very possible that it was a sideswipe at D-Law. The thing that when he was speaking, it definitely felt more in line with just, hey, I don't want to have an ego. I don't want guys in here. It felt when he was talking about it like it didn't, Lawrence didn't pop to mind to me. I thought he was just talking about culture and selflessness and nobody tripped up on thinking what they need to do versus what they're being told to do. We're all moving forward to the same thing. That's kind of how I felt about it. I didn't get a sense that it was a D-Law thing.
On a scale 1 to 10, where would you put Micah's ego? And then a separate scale for taking criticism.
His ego, he's very confident. Clearly he'll tell you that. So, I mean, it's a 9. He's got a big one. Taking criticism, how's it delivered is a lot of the big thing.
He will say a lot of things about like self-correction. I need to do this. I need to do that.
Mike Zimmer really resonated with him in a lot of ways with some criticism of his play style that I think if somebody else told it to him in a certain way, maybe he doesn't. But I think he can take some. So, yeah, it's 7. On taking criticism?
It should never, an ego of somebody who's like an all-time great, not all-time great, but a great, it probably should never be below a 6. Below.
Sure. Look, I mean,
you need to have an ego to be that great.
Micah probably thinks he could start at quarterback for the team. Like, that's that's Micah's mentality. Micah probably thinks, like, if I was the receiver, I'd be in the Pro Bowl. I'd have 1,300 yards. Like, that's Micah's thought process.
He thinks he could play in the NBA.
I think there's a difference in egos, like the ego of your own confidence and then an ego of...
Which is out, the other one, the outward one.
Someone's a distraction and a problem.
Yeah, that, sure. Like in terms of just I know better kind of ego, like I know better, so it doesn't matter what you say or I'm not going to listen to what this person has to say. Sure, that's existed at some points for him. That's probably a 6. That has happened for sure. Next cut here, this was Micah Parsons was in attendance, was not actually, I wondered, I needed to listen back. I needed to hear Shoddy's nuance. He did say he will be on the field doing some stuff. He didn't say he'd be practicing. So that was his little slight verbiage there that changed it. But why was it important for Micah to be here at minicamp?
Well, number one, I mean, to have everybody here, perfect attendance is a good thing. I think it just shows you that he's serious about what we've talked about, which is developing that leadership mentality, the mindset to be a guy that we can count on, and not just the fourth quarter when he's got to, you know, make a big sack or get pressure on the quarterback, but just in general throughout the course of a week. And it's a long season. We all know that. And my conversations with Micah have been great, and really all the guys. But he's doing the things he's supposed to do in terms of he's training, he's prepping, he's been in, he's been out. And nobody's more excited than Micah about what we're building here, and he's excited to be back in the building doing it.
Now, Shoddy referenced his conversations with Micah Parsons. We played, of course, the viral conversation of Micah telling his teammates goodnight, and he said, hey, coach, I want to tell you goodnight. And Shoddy took it very seriously and gave him all this feedback that maybe felt a little too sensitive. So he was asked about this, said, hey, what did you think about that phone call from Micah telling you goodnight?
Well, I was really kind of pissed off at my kids, to be honest with you. I called my son, Sutton. I said, buddy, you got to look out for dad. I don't look at these. I don't know these things. But I just thought he missed me. And I literally was like, that's cool, man. Guy reached out to check in, see what's going on. Then I saw, I was like, damn. I fell for it. So I got on my kids, my daughter, and I was like, hi, you guys, you know, I don't do much of that social media stuff. So, but he got me pretty good.
What coaches are actually on social media? Which coaches like are truly on
90%, publicly? A couple. I mean, Brian has one. He's used it. He's used his Twitter before. It's not. He uses his Instagram sometimes, but it's not frequent that he uses it. There's a handful of them.
Well, I know one thing. He has no idea who we are, and he has no idea about Sports Talk Radio.
No.
When we met with him for 90 minutes in his office a few weeks ago, he's like, all right, so forgive me, but like, what's the name of the show? And when are you guys on? And we're trying to explain it. He ended up leaving the meeting thinking that we did all 4 shows on the radio station.
Yeah. And he's like, so.
I'm like, you were in New York, WFAN? Like, those guys, you didn't listen? He's like, hell no. Why would I listen
football
to that?
Football addict. He is a football addict. That's what you want. You know, you don't want somebody who knows all about what the media is saying. But he got the impression. He was like, so 5 days a week. He's like, even when there's nothing going on? It's like, yeah, even when there's nothing going on, it's not a podcast schedule. We are on top of it. Now, I thought this was a really good cut from Shoddy yesterday for two reasons. One, this addressed a question that I think is important, especially with a lot of the buzz starting to build about Joe Milton. But also, two, he did show some level of awareness of the media in his answer here. He was asked about Joe Milton and do you need a backup quarterback to mirror the traits of your starter so that if the starter goes down, your backup can seamlessly go in?
I would have said 15 years ago, if you would ask me that question, I would say absolutely. There's things like the cadence that you need the guys behind your starter to replicate because you want the cadence to sound the same. But to me, no. Joe is a tremendous athlete. He's a tremendous young player. He's developing along with Dak. Some of you guys caught that. Some of you guys are a little slow on that today, I'll be honest with you guys. Yeah, I did. There's worse things to go viral for, I guess, like not saying goodnight, bro. But honestly, I would say this, like, you know, it's one of those situations where we want Joe to be the best version of himself. And it's our job to have a system that's flexible enough. Does it help? Of course it helps. You know, because you really don't want to go into a game with, okay, well, this is the package for this player, this is the package for that player. And at this point, I have zero concerns about doing that with Joe and Dak and Will Greer or any of the guys. So, but I probably would have answered that question 10 or 15 years ago, probably different, and been like, yeah, probably. But with the game of football ever evolving, I don't think that's the case.
Did you catch it?
No, I don't think I did.
I can tell you have an empty look on your face. I'm like, I don't think RJ caught it whatsoever. What he's referring to is the first viral moment that turned into a big headline.
Oh, where he said Dak is still developing.
There
or
you go. Yeah. So he was aware of that. Someone told him.
He hadn't heard it because when he said it, he goes, Joe's developing quarterback. And he goes, as is Dak. And he raised his eyebrows and he looked around and one person left. And he goes, oh, some of you caught it. He's like, others, you're slow today.
Look, I mean, I think he's right that. And I still think it plays in certain positions, in certain situations with the backup being the same style as the starter. When Romo used to get hurt every year, and they would bring in some statue to be the quarterback, you know, it never worked. Now, maybe it was the quarterback. But, you know, Kitna could move a little bit. And when Kitna would come in, be all right. You know, it'd be all right. When Dak finally came in, it's fine. Because Romo was not your typical drop back passer. He was the gunslinger. He moved. He was a little bit mobile. He was mobile enough. He was much more mobile than Matt Castle. So I think it's important. Like, I don't think you can have, if you have a quarterback that can move, I don't think his backup could be a pure drop back timing guy. When you have a drop back passer, I think you can have any kind of quarterback as the backup.
I think it shows when we ask about to what extent Brian Schottenheimer can evolve, I think like that shows that he can. He said 10 to 15 years ago, his answer would have been different. He said the game has changed, so he had to change, and he changes his perspective on it. There are some things, though, that are going to be tried and true philosophies, and like this is what I think, this is what I believe. And I thought this was really interesting yesterday, the fact that he has given a lot of answers about philosophy and different things like that, but he's usually kept it pretty tight and pretty short. He has not gone into deep explanations of this is the overall philosophy. So some of this is going to sound a little general, I think, but it is the first time we've gotten an extended answer from him on this is the entirety of the philosophy of how I think you win football games.
You got to win the turnover battle. You have to own the line of scrimmage. You have to attack with your playmakers, and you have to be multiple. That's what the system is on all three phases, special teams, offense, defense, it doesn't change. And the quarterback's one of those pieces. The quarterbacks are the piece that get a lot of the attention. But at the end of the day, we're going to be judged with whether we win or lose. And the best way to win in this league is to, one, take care of the football. Two, to have an incredible set of offensive and defensive linemen to control the game, whether you run it, throw it. People want to talk about numbers. Do you throw it 40 times? Do you run it 40 times? Well, it doesn't really matter. You just have to own the line of scrimmage. And then we have some really good pieces. And so we have to move those pieces around to make them hard to find. And that's when you say attack with your playmakers doing that. And then we're going to be multiple because I think being multiple is hard. You know, this is this is a, you know, the best of the best in the NFL, and there's incredible coaches, incredible players, and so if we can make them have any indecision at all about what's potentially coming as a blitz on defense or as a formation run, you know, if we have any advantage because they're not sure and they're confused, then that's good for us.
And typically, like, when we've asked him these questions before, he's been very brief. He'll say, I believe in cut splits, I believe in motion, I believe, and he'll kind of give you that. That's the first time he's just laid out for people, all right, you need to win the turnover battle. This is the way you have to attack defenses. This is the way that you need to disguise things. This is the way that you need to win in the trenches. I think you got a good idea of exactly why Brian Schottenheimer is able to evolve on things, is because a lot of those core principles are based on, there are, you know, a million ways, there are different ways to skin a cat or whatever. Like, there are different ways that you can make things look disguised.
Is there a lot of different ways to skin a cat? Like, I would think that's nasty, number one.
I would assume you just got to get it started.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, kind of peel back.
That's what I would think. How many different ways are there?
I mean, you can use different tools, I would imagine. Things like that. You could start at the head, maybe.
Probably
the
same with the deer. Pulling it back.
Yeah.
Let's just machete his feet off.
Oh, man. We played a joke on our, I mean, I don't know if we get in trouble for saying this or whatever the hell. It was 30 years ago. Played a joke on our high school biology teacher.
Where you stole his lunch?
Virginia Boehner. No.
That was your janitor.
It was a janitor. We stole his lunch. I still feel bad about that. But we had a pet rabbit named Mordecai in the classroom. And one day, she was a super, like, she's normal biology, right? Environmental, save the animals, PETA before PETA. Well, one day we had the brilliant idea to bring fake blood in and a rabbit skin. And we had the rabbit, and then we pulled the skin out. We had the blood all over it. Oh, my God, look, she bit me. So we killed the cat. We killed the rabbit.
The cat.
We got the rabbit.
And what did she do?
She almost passed out. She did a... Couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, relax. It's fake blood. It's fake blood.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good bit. I like it. Last one here for Brian.
Anymore.
Last one for Brian Schottenheimer.
I know a kid who tries to go out and TP every week. And I'm like, what are you, seven? Are you guys running around toilet papering houses? They grow the hell up.
It's like a badge of honor to get, oh, I got rolled. My house got
rolled. Well, I don't view it as a badge of honor.
The parents don't. The kids are like, I'm popular enough to get TP'd.
To get TP'd?
Yeah.
Like their house, if it's their house?
If it's their house. It's like a badge of honor.
Huh. Interesting.
You get TP'd this week? I did.
Brian Schottenheimer, one last.
Have you been TP'd?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a pain in the ass to get it all off?
No, because they screwed up.
Like today?
They used 3-ply. You got to use the single ply. The 3-ply, I was just pulling this thing down like a rope.
Yeah, single ply would be awful.
One more from Brian Schottenheimer here. The question obviously about Micah's contract, and he was on that viral call with him and making it sound like, hey, you're approaching things the right way. So the question was asked, do you have to manage relationships differently when you've got a player who's in a contract negotiation?
I don't change. I mean, I'm who I am. I'm authentic. I think you guys know that or are learning that about me. The business has changed a lot from when I got in this crazy business. I grew up around it. Obviously, you guys know that. But, you know, the business has changed a lot through just social media and contracts, both players and coaches alike. You know, you can control what you can control. And, you know, if a guy's here or not here, it doesn't mean I'm not going to connect with him and talk to him and spend time with him and get to know him. It's the new era of football. But I'm never going to change how I relate to our players, our coaches, ownership. I'm just going to be who I am. And when guys are here, you know, that gets you excited. And I'm excited that we've got perfect attendance and guys are excited to be back in the building. We had a couple really good meetings this morning. And, you know, I think, but the business is definitely very different than what I remember when I first got into the league.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the consistency with him, is he's going to be politically neutral, so to speak, is that when these sort of things are going on, and McCarthy, to be fair, was a lot like that too. McCarthy always used to be his default line that he would save up is, he said, my dad always told me you don't talk about a man's money. And he's like, so I don't. And I think that's generally the right way to approach it, because otherwise you get some tense situations. This has been an issue before. Zach Taylor and Trey Hendrickson are facing that now. Zach Taylor started weighing in on something that now Trey Hendrickson feels like, I can't go back and talk to you. And you want to avoid those situations. So it's best to just, hey, Do what you got to do. Handle what you got to do.
All right, there it is. Inside the Star with our insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. I guess Broadus is going to be at practice today.
He's going to be out there taking all of his notes. As Brian will even tell you, he'll be out there making it sound like he's recapping a Super Bowl this afternoon. Like he took all these notes, like NFL films or something.
And then driving back to be on G-Bag for what, like an hour?
Yeah, basically. He should, yeah, because I mean, they're on for an hour anyway during baseball season. So, yeah, he may miss the whole show.
Game starts at 6 tonight, right?
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
30.
Let's hook you up for turning it on, leaving it on. That's what Tolo stands for.
She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio.
All right, Tolo, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan on Friday, June 20th at the Dos Equis Pavilion in Dallas. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers at 8 o'clock this morning. Was that the best offensive game of the year? We'll talk about it with Brett Boone, Rangers hitting coach, live at 920 on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. It's hump day. It's Expressway. We also have a Wednesday wheel spin, a random segment every Wednesday at 8:20. Right now, we chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Have you been the victim of a submariner?
That is the first subject in chopping it up here on 105 to the Fan. By the way, Franklin, injury attorneys, fan text 877-881-1053. Talking about the ways to skin a cat. They're saying the point of the phrase is... You all finish at the same spot. If the finishing product is the same, it's like you could just start anywhere on the body. So you're starting, instead of starting at the neck, you can start at the face.
I think that's a really dumb saying.
Yeah. Anything that grandparents came up with.
It should have to be about 12 different ways to, not spot, not areas.
Yeah.
So 12 different areas to skin a cat. 12 different spots to skin a cat. Yeah. So... there you go. We just fixed history.
We fixed history. The latest dating trend. Gen Z does a great job of naming things. You know, we didn't have a name for submarining when we were in the dating world. We just called it.
I'm not really into you, but I'm in the mood and you're available, so that's why I'm going to call you. But this trend is called submarining, and a lot of people are getting all upset in their feels because they're becoming victims of submarining. And what that is you go on a date, you go on a few dates with a person, and all of a sudden that person just disappears. You don't hear anything from them. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks or a month go by, and they pop up on your DM, in your DMs, or they text you out of the blue, and they say, hey, you want to get together? Where have you been for the last 3-4 weeks? And that's just called, I don't really like you, but I'm out of options right now, and you seem to be available.
I'm gonna push back on this. That's not true. That has been named
ghosting
for quite a long time. No, that particular action he's talking about, that has forever been called a booty call.
Well, yeah.
That has been named for 30, yeah. 40 years. They can't just call it submarining. That doesn't even make sense. Booty call makes sense. That does not make
sense. It's like you put the periscope up, and then you're around, and then you go back underwater for a while. All right,
that's kind of funny.
And then you reappear with the periscope. Hey, let's go looking around, seeing who's available.
That's kind of funny. But wasn't this Rubens? Who said that about New Orleans, about them renaming everything? But that's what Gen Z does. Gen Z renames things like, we've discovered this. It's like, this has been named. We already tackled this problem.
So they're also known as zombie daters. They ghost without explanation, only to boomerang back into your life like nothing went wrong with a hey stranger text 6 months later.
Yep.
What the article says, after you cried in your Uber ride home.
We've all done it. We've all done it. Pop back up in a moment of desperation.
Nope. No apology. No closure. No recourse. Just
because they're desperate enough.
Yeah. Just hey. Here I am.
Yep.
I am back.
Uber rides 40 minutes.
When did it last happen to you, though, where somebody's calling you? And then it's like you were taken advantage of and you felt a little sad at the end.
I think it's a straight male thing. I don't think the males get... I think the male does it to the female.
Does it to the female?
And that's not diminishing women at all. I just think the guys are the desperate ones at midnight, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., And the girls have higher standards.
I agree with you. There's one outlier, which is generally like the emotionally clingy guy who like I've known before. Like I knew a guy who like he was way too just wanted to basically be deep in a relationship immediately. Peyton wanted to be deep in a relationship immediately. And so that would chase some people off. But then they'd occasionally come around and then he'd be like, well, I'm just getting some mixed messages. I don't know why they keep coming around. It's like because you're clingy. That's why.
Chopping it up here at 105 through the fan. Speaking of Gen Z. They are angry with a certain policy, the pay policy with your work. They're upset that it takes 2 weeks to get a paycheck.
Jane Slater.
They want to get a paycheck every single week. They want to ban bi-weekly pay dates.
So this is really interesting. So someone in accounting, can you explain to me why this is done? Would it just be way too much accounting, way too much extra work to give out paychecks weekly versus 2 weeks?
My older sister does payroll for her job.
Wow.
And every other Wednesday she has to do it or something like that. And it's a full 6 hours to do her company. It's a pain to do the payroll.
So it's also because typically you're getting the previous 2 weeks finalized and then it still takes a week to process. Like if everything was done within the same week, I would guess that's just like a ridiculous pain. Because typically they'll go... For instance, when's payday for us was last Friday, right?
It's every other Friday.
But that was for the previous Friday's 2 weeks. And so I think it's just a matter of like all the time that you have to process things and do that. I guess they could just go a week at a time though and process the previous week.
I've had jobs where I got paid on the 15th and the last day of every month. Or the first of the 15th, whatever it is. And I had a buddy he was working for a rental car place. And he got paid every week. I was like, oh, man, it's great. But they're like, 1 week I'm rich. I'm so rich. The next week I'm living off scraps.
So is this also telling me that Gen Z spends as soon as they get it more than...
It could be spends. It could be pay bills. Like, as soon as I get my paycheck, I'm paying my rent. I'm paying my credit card bill. I'm paying this and that. And then I'm broke.
That's my brother did this, and I remember being floored when he told me this is what he did. Because he was talking about something. He's like, yeah, I think I'm just a little tight till payday. He's like... Because, last week I had my free check. I was like, what's your free check? He's like, well, because, I get paid with one check and I pay all my bills. And then the other check is just what I was like, no, split it up, dude. Yeah. Like budget it out to where if you have $2,000 of responsibilities a month, 1,000 of it from one check, 1,000 of it from the other. Do not just go like, oh, 2,000, and now I'm left with $200 for 2 weeks.
I don't know if they still do it like this, but like teachers used to get paid once a month. It was just once a month in Texas. And then like you could set
They only work 9 months.
Right, but you could set it up where you would get paid throughout the whole year. They would shrink your check, or you could get paid just while you're working, and you wouldn't get a single paycheck throughout the summer.
I think I'd like monthly. Like, I don't think monthly would bug me as much as weekly would. Weekly would start staggering things and making me a little more like uncertain about budgeting process. To me, if it was monthly, it's like, all right, yeah, this is set aside for all the bills, and now I need to just stagger this out for the remaining weeks.
Look at your left forearm. Do you have the millennial mole? This is from Kelly Rowland, Destiny's Show.
I do have a mole here.
So
I
got two. Her contention is that every millennial has a mole just a couple of inches from their elbow on their left arm.
Like now, this would this be a couple of that would be a couple of inches?
That would be a couple of inches, and they're calling it the millennial mole. And I'm Gen X. I think the thing is, everybody has one of these. We have freckles all over our body. If you've been out in the sun for more than like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Freckles and moles are different, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. But I think they're just calling it the millennial mole. But like they say, like everyone has it. And it's basically in the same spot. It's on your left forearm. And the amount of people who are saying, yeah, we all have it. Why do we all have it? Of course, you get your conspiracy theorists out here that say we were all punctured with something we were born to keep tabs on
us. Immunized with it.
But it's the latest identifier of all generations are saying if you have the millennial mole. So we've got, and I'm not a millennial, but I have one. I got like moles all over the place right here.
Yeah.
But nothing on the inside. So that's the thing, is it inside or outside?
That's just the thing. I have what I assume is a freckle right there, but damn, that's not, I don't know.
So
I don't
know what that white.
Is. You are white, man.
Yeah, God, I wear sleeves all the time.
Good God, you're
sun
white.
Sun doesn't touch me.
Holy crap.
Chopping it up here on 105 through the fan. Loser of the day.
That's the other freak out thing that I have as I get older, though. Like the moles that grow and develop, and I'm like, that's cancer. That's cancer. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to go get checked. Why is that there? Is that growing? Is that bigger? That's an old man freak out thing.
Yeah, like I get like white spots. Have you ever had white spots on your arm? And
no.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Where did that come from? Is that the sun? Is that lack of sunscreen?
No, that's what they stamp when you move into your neighborhood.
That's right. There you go.
You get jabbed and then stamped.
We would never get jabbed in the neighborhood, Chubb. Okay, you know better than that.
I think Trump got jabbed.
It was a fake jab. It was saline. Okay, there was no juice in there. No juice at all.
Saline.
Loser of the day goes to a 23-year-old flying Spirit Airlines.
Agreed. You don't even have to finish that.
So they would not
fly the Cowboy Charter.
They would not let him board.
Plenty of other options.
They would not let him board his flight after he arrived late to the gate. Okay, so he arrives late, and a lot of airlines have this policy, like, you know, you get late. Obviously, once the door's shut.
Didn't you say United?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. So I'll get
this.
That
is the Roy White plane policy.
Oh my gosh, that I have never seen. Group 7 is being called, and he's like, "Oh, I'm almost through security.
Yeah,
I'll be there in a minute."
And he's the type too to go off on you for
missing the flight,
for being late. Yeah,
right. So
it's your fault.
Around 6:30 in the morning. This is 6:30 in the morning. So Spirit Airlines out of Detroit.
We got to be the most on-time show in the building, by the way, I think.
Like, well, Hagelin, now, in the last year for me here at there.
Yeah, Hagelin shows up sometimes. I felt like late for some past road broadcasts. But this show, Peyton is excellent in being on time. Mm-hmm. You're good on time. Bobby's usually the latest at the firehouse, but I think we're pretty prompt.
And because of the airport, I don't want to get there super early, but I also like, I don't mind. I could get there and then just relax.
Yeah.
You know,
while you're in the
work.
Admirals Club.
Well, there you go. Absolutely. Oh, well.
When it's open. And near you.
And near me. That's the key. But this flight out of Detroit, so the 6:30 in the morning flight, he arrived late to the gate, so they wouldn't let him board. So what did this guy do? He said, if you're going to ruin my day, I am ruining everybody's day on this plane. And he called in a bomb threat.
Oh, Lord.
And they canceled the flight. And, you know, this is Spirit. So Spirit is mostly, like, leisure travelers. They have a high level of leisure travel because their costs. It's like, you know, companies aren't putting their employees on Spirit. You raise a stink.
Spirit's asking for gas money, basically.
Yeah, that's what it is. So this, I mean, what a loser! This is the loser of the week. You're late to the plane.
Yeah,
you're late, and you want to ruin everybody else's trip.
What does Gen Z name that action? Do they have a name for that? To just call in a threat because you screwed up? I'm sure they have some sort of name for that. This isn't as good as the guy that we talked about a couple months ago who, the only time I've ever thought, all right, get your punishment, but I respect the savviness of the move, was the guy who didn't want to go on the vacation with his girlfriend's family. So he called it a threat to Bob, like the ocean cruiser. And so the cruise got canceled. He's like, oh, sorry, guess we can't go, honey.
Wow. Diabolical.
Yeah, you do what you got to do.
You mentioned United. This week, they changed the rules now. So if you are flying United, you have to get there 45 minutes prior to the flight. Otherwise, they won't let you board. So you have to check in at the ticket counter at least 45 minutes prior. That's starting this week on United. One more airline thing. This is not really airline. It's luggage. Man arrested for having 47 venomous vipers in his luggage. And that wasn't the strange story about this. By the way,
this at the airport?
This is at the airport. He was an Indian citizen. This was arrested in Mumbai. He was returning from Thailand. He made his snake haul. He had 5 Asian leaf turtles, 3 spider-tailed horned vipers, 44 Indonesian pit vipers, all in his checked luggage.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
And the more shocking thing here is not that this is the number that he had. It's that this happens all the time. Back in July of last year, a man attempted to smuggle more than 100 live snakes through security in China by stuffing them inside his pants. In 2023, customs officials in India searched a woman's checked-in bags, and she found 22 snakes. And then another time it happened where somebody else had 45 ball pythons in their luggage. Pythons are one thing. Why are you carrying venomous vipers in your luggage?
Did you see the 15-foot python in Garland yesterday?
Yes.
15-foot python.
Had to be a pet, right? That got out. We don't have pythons.
Well, so here. that's what I'm thinking. When you talk about all the smuggling, like, isn't there some sort of just, I would imagine that those are animals that, because they're so difficult to get or whatever else, that they can make a decent amount of money.
Remember I told you about the park? That lunatic that should have been locked up who brought the pet snake to the kids' park in Garland? Kevin Hagelin?
But who has a pit viper?
Yeah.
Like, why would you?
They're not going to ever bite you through the bag. Like, are you carrying it on your back?
Like Jake the Snake? Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. It just seems dangerous. Like, why? There are exotic animal collectors. There are people. I think I read the stat. There's more tigers in captivity in Texas than there are in the wild. I think I've read that stat. But why would you, like, that's a tiger. Why would you have a venomous snake?
I mean, a tiger's pretty bad too. They will kill you.
Chopping it up every hump day during this rainy Wednesday, commercial-free expressway on DFW Sports Station. If you did not win the Luke Bryan tickets, we have another pair to hook you up with at 9 o'clock, and we'll do it tomorrow and Friday during this time. Was that the best offensive Ranger performance of the season? Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.